That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
And now, what type of woman do you look for?
If they're not interested in the guy, they'll pop the balloon.
Next single guy, come on out. Have you hold this?
3, 4, 5.
Okay, and if we can have you. Hey, what do you do?
So I just graduated law school, so I just got hired for Fedora Legal Services.
Congratulations.
This is why you understand that women have no idea what they want. I say this all the time. Women don't know what they want. Their feet does.
I just felt the young vibes immediately, and then I'm not sure if I like the hat.
Didn't bother to get know anything about him, but just based on the hat and shoes, you tossed out.
I understand how
a lawyer.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
This is a YouTube video where women hold a balloon. A guy walks out. If they're not interested in the guy, they'll pop the balloon. I don't know, you know, what whatever your type is or your
preference.
Is,
yeah.
But let's be honest. It's not a bunch of dimes on there. And look at these.
Okay, our next single guy, come on out. Right on over here. Have you hold this?
3, 4, 5.
Okay, and if we can have your name.
My name is Jeremy.
And how old are you, Jeremy?
I'm 27.
27, okay. What do you do?
So I just graduated law school, so I just got hired for Fedora Legal Services.
Congratulations.
You just immediately fucking got rid of a guy who graduated law school.
This is why you understand that women have no idea what they want. This is I say this all the time. Women don't know what they want. Their pussy does. Have no idea what...
But here's the thing. It's fine that they have no idea. Didn't bother to wait to have any idea. And by the way, it's not a game show. There's no clock on this.
No.
They didn't have to.
If you back it up, one chick is trying to pop the balloon. She couldn't pop it, and she's stabbing at the. If you back up,
left. Hold on. That's wild.
She's just Jasoning her balloon.
Right on over here.
Here we go.
Have you hold this? Okay. And if we can have your
bitch.
Name.
She was too dumb to figure out how to pop a balloon.
How to pop them? She's popping it at the stem.
My ex, and of course, she's the one wearing the shirt that says "My ex is my biggest fan."
Now let me say something. She's a very voluptuous woman, but she's probably young. I'd love to know how old she is. And let's say she's 20 something years old.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much could count 5 pounds. You could count 5 pounds a year, 3 pounds a year.
That she will be gaining, you're saying?
3 to 5 pounds a year, every year. So she is at the echelon. She's at the golden gates.
She's at the maximum capacity
of fat bitch right now. She is on it. She is right there in there before she's a fat bitch and got.
It's like how they say you could be your doctor goes, you're pre-diabetic.
Yeah, she's pre-fat bitch, but go ahead.
Well, the doctor goes, you got to do something about this immediately. Like, turns out to be a law student, which is a graduate, not even a law student, graduate.
First of all, look at the one with
the one on the right, the one all the way on the right.
The one where her toes is hanging over the shoes.
Oh,
like,
boy. Let me see if I could move our faces from there. Yeah,
her toes. Hanging over the front of the shoes, so it is what it
the
is.
The one who looks like Wilma and Fred Flintstone? Yeah, that one? Oh, boy. Yeah, she should not be popping the balloon for anybody. The nerve. The nerve of her. But all right, whatever.
He's 190.
Whatever, so got secrets and shit. Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Let me know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so we did get a couple of pop balloons. Let's go over to these ladies and see what's going on, all right? Okay, let's start here. If we can have your name and how old you are.
Wait, hold on. What did he say?
I think the pop was just... So this is another lesson to be learned. That women look to each other, other women to decide whether you're attractive. So a man who has women is attractive or desirable because other women find him attractive.
And they try to impress each other too. Impress each other, outdo each other. They're affected by the decisions, the trends that other people make. Like, you know, if you got a friend, right? And your friend like just sucks at getting women, or he just is, you know, and they're like, they look down on the woman you're with. You're like, I don't give a shit. This guy, what the fuck does this guy know about?
I mean, we like Kenny Lover.
Well, Kenny Joseph, comedian Kenny Joseph, is a previous guest of the show, a good friend, one of my best friends.
Check him out on the older stuff.
Kenny loves the heavyweight division. Let's just say,
I mean, we're starting at 230. He'll start at 230.
Well, yeah.
He's had girls that have you know, when a baby has creases in their knees and their thighs.
And it's cute.
Yeah, he was not cute when she's 230.
Well, none of these women, none of Kenny's girls have to make weight, you know, for a fight. Let's just put it that way. They don't have to do any weight cuts.
It's to remain super heavy.
But it's nice because back in the day, Kenny and I were never competing over the same girl. It was nice.
Like, but she is at the weight limit right there.
Yeah, I mean, one baby. We're talking one Thanksgiving dinner. It's done.
Yeah.
She's not gonna look like that next January. It's done. She's not gonna make it through the holiday season. There's only so many spanks you could do to, you know, cover that up. And then, you know.
And then you got a half a girlfriend next to her. So, but go ahead. She's a five.
And Fiona, why did you end up popping your balloon?
I just felt the young vibes immediately, and then I'm not sure if I like the hat and the shoes.
The hat and the shoes.
Okay. All right.
Didn't bother to know anything about him, but just based on the hat and shoes, you tossed out.
I have to understand how frivolous this is. What counts you in and counts you out.
The point is, this is what you're dealing with as a guy on a daily basis. Just because women have the market is skewed towards women, because guys will do anything that a woman wants or listen to her or not, you know. Will not call out any negativity because they're trying to get laid.
Yeah.
And as a result, women have the market. It's a buyer's market for women. And when you have that many choices, you start to get, you know, make arbitrary decisions. You can just be picky because you can.
And here's the other thing. Your understanding is that this guy wants me, but he wants to fuck you. He hasn't decided whether he wants to. Men have control over relationships. Women have control over sex. So just because a guy wants to fuck you doesn't mean that he wants to marry you or he wants to be in a relationship. And, you know, we have, you know, plenty of guy has slept with somebody who he's ashamed of, you know, so that's not
Kenny Josephs, not Kenny Josephs.
He puts him in the front row.
Fiona, what you looking for in a guy?
I'm looking for a maturity. I'm looking for a leader.
Okay.
And a breadwinner.
Okay, so maturity. You money. Could argue.
That's money.
Yeah, money. This guy graduated from law school, but because he got a hat on for this dumb internet show.
Yeah.
You know, this stupid.
Crazy. She's 34. She should be taking all. If she's serious about finding a man and getting married.
This is her last year of eligibility.
Yeah, she needs to be taken. She's going to have to walk. She's going to have to try out again next year.
Yeah. She's going to have to do a walk-on or a red shirt or something.
She ain't got no contract, bro.
She's like one of those 18, those guys that keep failing high school, and then they turn 18 and the high school has to be like, you can't come in anymore.
Like, this is interesting. And not, you know, maybe this is my age speaking, but you're 34 years old and you got a nose ring. Like, come on. Like, what are you doing?
Trying to be young. That's the irony is you're 34 trying to be young. Here's a 26-year-old trying to be mature, and you look at him like he's a pile of shit.
I popped the balloon for the fit because I know we both got on the phone and he said dress to impress and you wearing a hoodie. But honestly, I'm feeling the inside. Like, I like the voice. I like that you are interested in getting to know us.
Yeah.
I love your, you know.
I like all this stuff on the inside. Once I got to, it's almost as if I should have taken the time to get to know you a little bit.
I popped the balloon in the first boat.
Instead of
and
pop.
The fact that she likes you, I like you too. I'm not getting left out.
Yeah.
I love your, you know, like your swag, whatever you want to call it. Like, I like that.
Part of his fit is the swag, dummy.
And Nucci, why'd you end up popping your balloon?
Again, the fit. I like the shoes. I just think that you maybe could have cleaned them up before you came.
Yeah.
And maybe styled it a little bit different, but I do really like the shoes. And I do like that you representing your LLC, your brand, your shit.
Your shit.
That's dope. And I really love that you always
she ran out of adjectives so quick. She goes, yeah, your brand, your LLC, your shit.
Yep. Low key, like when you kind of walked on, it was kind of giving like, I don't want to say goofy because like that's a terrible word, but it was just like.
But you said it out loud. I don't want to say something insulting.
I want to say stupid and like a moron, but I mean that's what I mean. Goofy.
Let me ask you something. You toxic?
No, honestly, I'm a behavioral health therapist. So when I started that job, I kind of like started to work on myself, and that was the beginning of my like self journey. So like I've worked on myself a lot. I used to be toxic. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I used to be that girl.
Yeah.
But I ain't no more.
You miss your ex?
Say it again.
You miss your ex?
No.
Okay. My ex is my biggest fan.
Oh yeah, but he is.
Okay. Yeah. Is it off the body? It's off the body. That's what he doing.
Yeah.
Are you chewing gum, bitch?
Yeah, of course she is.
Are you chewing gum and you can't spit out your gum? You're judging this fucking guy? And she has the nerve to go, I don't like your shoes.
If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, so I just popped my balloon. I think everything you're saying sounds great. I like that you give off like a positive energy, which is really good. It just seems like you're a little bit young.
Okay.
You remind me of maybe like a younger sibling that I have.
Okay.
But I think your head is on straight. I think you got some big things that you got going on, and I respect that. Yeah.
By the way, he's 4 years younger than her, right? She's 31. He's supposed to be 27 or 26. It's four or five years younger. But here's the interesting thing about this, Dante, is that she is saying, she didn't say she regrets popping the balloon. She just said, I popped the balloon, almost to say I popped it too quick.
Yeah.
And I like what you're saying. You're super positive. I like the vibe you're putting out. It's just that you seem a little bit young. So even in, she can't even take accountability that she fucked up.
The fact that it went and I mean, the fact that she, you know, I just want to hear what she does. Let's see.
Why are you single at 31?
Bam!
Good question, kid. Another lawyer question. I like it, kid.
I think I'm really picky, and I like what I like, and sometimes men tell me that my expectations are a little too high, so.
So that was men that was obviously older than 31 or 31, right?
30, yeah, that were older.
So older than you, right? All the men. So all the men that you've basically all the criteria that you set, all the criteria that you set up have not been working, but you're going to continue doing that same criteria.
Of course. You're going to be alone, sweetie. But go ahead.
But it's men, though. See how she framed it? It's men because I'm too. Some of them say I'm too picky. Not I'm too picky. Men say I'm too picky. Damn. It's the men.
And older than me, but also younger guys. I feel like I'm kind of on a different journey, so I know what I was doing at, you know, in my 20s.
Were you in law school?
Fun, you know, and do what I'm supposed to do. So I don't
because he was in law
step
school
up, in you his know, 20. 25 and or you know in their 20s and kind of be on the same type of stuff I'm on. So
what you expecting out of a man when you're 31?
I expect them to be a provider, a protector.
Money.
Have their communication together because I've noticed a lot of, not even just men, but people in general, they don't know how to communicate.
Communicating about money. Where is the money? When are you going to get the money? Can I have the money now?
Have.
My name is Jessica. Know what I'm saying? And I'm 31. Know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
A 31.
31.
That's been a rough three decades, honey.
Yeah, she working in a coal mine.
What, you've been testing dynamite for the last, what have you been doing for 30 years that you only 31 years old? What's going on, honey?
Working on the railroad.
With, you've been knocking down spikes with your face?
Yeah. What's, watching a video, you know, typical nonsense about just how people are, you know, women are respond to men in a different way with no respect, no level of empathy at all. It's just,
well, it's a microcosm of the problems that are going on in relationships, the things men have to kind of navigate that people don't really talk about or address publicly. And I don't even think people who watch this video fully understand the ramifications of what they're seeing.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.